5, and welcome back. And Psalms 105 is where we're at this evening, and the title of the message is The Act of Thankfulness. So we've looked at a lot of messages on thankfulness, and we'll probably look at, this is the last one for this season that's focused on it, but I certainly hope we won't stop being a thankful people. Amen? Excuse me one second. All right. I'm about to sneeze, so I'm trying not to. All right, so as we get into the study, this passage really struck to me we've looked at a lot of things. We looked at Jesus and how he gave thanks over the last several weeks. We've looked at a number of things on different angles. And this one is really the act of thankfulness. And how do we express our thanks to the Lord? What do we do to do it? And we, last Sunday, if we gave in the offering and made those commitments and such, certainly that is an act of thankfulness. And Psalms 105 gives us some understanding of how we can be thankful and the things that we can do to be a thankful people. And so Psalm 105, verse number 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore." Let's pray this evening on the act of thankfulness. And Heavenly Father, we come before you. And as we get close to Thanksgiving, we want to keep a heart of thanks and a heart of being mindful that, Lord, you're such a great God. And you truly are a blessing to us in every way, in ways that we cannot even fathom or even know for sure because of our limited sight, our limited spiritual sight. Lord, let us realize where our blessings come from. Let us praise you and sing your praises so that all the world can hear. And it's all in Christ's name I pray. Amen. You bear with me one second, folks. My wife is reading my mind, so. That's not being recorded, by the way. All right. So as we get into the study this evening, being thankful is not just words. That's the first statement I have on my notes tonight. And when I put this all together, I was thinking of how when we raise our kids, have you ever told kids to be thankful? You know, they're excited about maybe getting a present. They're excited about getting into maybe birthday or Christmas, or maybe they're going on an event and they're ready to go and they're just jump out of the car and they're ready to go. And what do we have to often do? We have to stop them. We have to slow them down. And we have to say, what do you have to say for this trip? Or what do you have to say when you get this present? And, you know, you see it in your mind maybe. They say, "Oh, thank you," and then they move on, you know, and it's almost like an automatic response. It's almost like a robot said it, because they're well past the thanks. They're already in the present. They're already in the trip or whatever. But really, being thankful is not just the words, "thank you." And we need to be mindful that it's also much about action. It's about how we respond to God or respond to the blessings. And I think we understand that when we give gifts at Christmas, your wife is going to give you a gift, or maybe your mom is going to give you a gift, men, and you're going to open up that gift. And they don't just want the words "thank you." They want to see your response. They want to see your face. They want to see you, your eyes light up a little bit maybe, or you get excited about it, or wow, or whatever it may be. Your voice might change a little bit, get a little more elevated, and there might be some kind of wonder in it. Okay, hang on a second. And so when we look at this, we see that the act of thanks is not just words, it's responses. It's I'm doing and I'm expressing myself in some way. It's what I have here, it is action. And I think we can understand that. We must be thankful in what we do just as much as what we say. And so when we consider Thanksgiving, we consider the blessings from God, and that's what we look, know blessings are. Blessings are what? Good things that come down from God. It could be any number of things. It could be answered prayers. It could be financial blessings. Don't you love it when you open up the mailbox and you see this envelope and it looks like, yes, it might be. You know, those envelopes that look like there's a check in it. Not the ones that are tricky, right? You open it up and you're the winner of $5 million. And it's not real, you know. I remember old Ed McMahon used to send that winning statement out there. I had a guy in church, this is back in the 90s, he came to church so excited. He was the winner of the Publisher Clearinghouse sweepstakes. And he was sure, because it said right there, you are a winner. He wasn't a winner. But sometimes you open up that mailbox and there's that check. And you're like, whoa, the blessings from God, good things that come down from God. Well, these blessings, they are something that God gives us, and we must be able to express ourselves to God, not just in word, but in action. And that's what we see in this passage here. Now, I want you to see that really thankfulness begins with the heart. Just like anything. In fact, you know, whether we're keeping ourselves from sin or we're trying to become a thankful person, it all begins here first, in the heart of a man. The issue of the heart. And so we learn this through Proverbs 4, verse 23, which says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So we need to reserve our heart, preserve it, keep it, because this is the thing that governs the body. It governs the actions. It governs the thoughts. You say, oh no, my thoughts govern my heart. I beg to differ. The thoughts are governed by the heart many times. And emotions can reign over reason. We know we shouldn't, but our heart tells us to do otherwise. I laugh at people sometimes when they say things like, well, my heart just told me it was okay. That's a scary place for me to live, amen? I don't want to believe in my heart. I want to have reason. I want to have the Word of God. I don't want to just rely on this old critter right here. Amen. And so we need to understand that our heart is the beginning. Let's make sure our heart is a grateful heart, a thankful heart. In the mindset of being thankful, we must make sure that our heart is close to God, and that in our heart we can express thankfulness and gratitude, and that it even surpasses reason, that we can go to the Lord and say, Lord, I am so grateful beyond all reason for the goodness that you have given to me. But then it also should be action. And the actions are the way of an expression of heart, meaning this, that when we have a thankful heart, it should come out in the way we do it. We should have actions unto the Lord. For it says, Romans 14:8 says, for whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or we die, we are the Lord's. And so let's make sure that we are surrendered to God in our actions and what we do, and make sure that we understand that we are the Lord's and that we are His children and His kingly princes, if you will, that are God's. But number two, we need to have actions that are reciprocating of the heart condition, and that we see in James chapter 2, verse 16 through 18. It says, and there it says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now, this is dealing with faith. This is dealing with the inner man. This is dealing with belief in God. But this is really dealing with your heart. Because the heart is where we reside with faith. We don't have faith in our brain. That doesn't make sense, right? Faith in our intellect. No, faith comes from the heart. And so in this, we need to understand that if we're going to have an act of gratitude, it has to come from the heart, and it has to go into an action, just like we see here in the text. Now, in our text this evening, we see several things that are outward expressions of a grateful, thankful person. And so the Bible says, and going back into our text, Psalms 105, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And so the first thing we see here is that God says we are to give thanks to God. And then he's given us some understanding of how we can do this. Number one, we can call upon him. And this is not complicated. What's the next passage say? There's a semicolon there, and it goes on to say, call upon his name is what it says. Let me ask you a question. Whose name are we talking about here? Talking about God's, right? Jesus, God, they're all the same. So even the Holy Spirit, three in one. God says we can call upon him. We can proclaim and reach out to God in thankfulness and express our gratitude to the Lord and be mindful of him. You know, don't let the world get the credit for God's doings. Amen? Look, when that check comes in the mail from the insurance company or from Uncle Sam or from Grandma and Grandpa, amen? Don't you love it when Grandma and Grandpa or Mom and Dad send you money in the mail? And what a blessing that is, right? My father-in-law's getting techno. He sent me something through, what was it? Not Venmo. No, it was a more secure way of sending things through a bank, and I forget the name of it. But we had to like work a day just to get it back. And we got it. Boy, what a blessing that was! That was a kid's Christmas present gifts right there. And I praise God for that. And but notice I said I praise God for my father and mother-in-law's gift, because it's really God. God is the one that put it upon their heart. God is the one that gave them the resources. God is the one that allowed them to do the things that they did. And so can we call upon God? Don't give credit to the government for the things that you receive from the government. Give credit to God. Boy, that makes the government mad though, amen? They don't want to hear that. They want to know that you're going to vote for their side, right? Well, I'm voting for only one side, and that's right up in that direction right there. And I give God the credit for stimulus or for whatever it would be. I even give him credit for my tax return, and that's the money I've already paid. Amen? Because I know my government could probably keep that too if they wanted to, and there's not much I can say about it. So I'm going to give God the credit for it. I mean, call upon the Lord. Call upon him. Let him know that you're thankful. Because it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Number two, not only call upon him, but proclaim his goodness. Read in the passage there, make known his deeds among the people. You know, when you're thankful, you should shout it to everybody. Not just keep it to yourself. I mean, that's one thing. When you have that answer prayer, and, you know, maybe tonight, could you just raise your hand? If you can't, I'll raise my own hand. But does anybody tonight have an answered prayer that God says, Lord, that the Lord has blessed you with, that you could say, yes, this is my answer prayer? Can you just, yes, Doralee, you were the first. All right, so excellent. So Dora Lee just said that the Lord got her a job. You know, when we do that, I love the fact you got the job on, I think, Sunday. You mentioned it for the first time. I don't know when you got it, but you shouted it out. No, wait.
This is another one.
This is another job. So Dora Lee is double dipping. All right, praise the Lord. And so when we get these opportunities, we should not keep them to ourselves. I know last Sunday, she praised the Lord. Last week was real recent. She praised the Lord because she got a legitimate, real, a steady job. And now she's got another job. And we should proclaim that to all the people. We shouldn't keep it to ourselves. Well, that's a private matter, Pastor. You don't understand. Me and the Lord, we do things quietly at our home. That's not what the Bible says. It says here, make known his deeds among the people. What deeds? His deeds he did to the people, for the people, for me. I want to be able to shout to the Lord. That this last Sunday was an answer prayer to weeks and weeks and weeks of praying for our church to come together for a parking lot and for a thanks to Jesus offering. And I'm going to shout out. I'm going to tell everyone. I got to see one of my pastor friends, Ben Youngren, over in Oakhurst the other day. And guess what I taught? First thing I told him, oh, we had a good Sunday. Let me tell you about it. And I shared all that God did on that day. And I gave God the praise for it. Call upon his name. Proclaim his goodness. Make known his deeds among the people. Number three, sing your thanks in song. Notice it says here in the passage, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk of all his wondrous works. So we see here, you know, there should be a song in your heart to the Lord. You say, Pastor, I'm not in the choir. I'm not going to sing. No, 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 you're missing out. God calls you to sing. Look, there's so many wonderful, you probably have your own list of songs, and I just wrote down a few of the ones that came to my mind. I got songs like, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. You know the song, amen? Why not sing that song? God does something good to your life. You should be singing a song. Oh, Lord, you're so good. How about this? I have that one song in my mind. Let me go to a different one. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive. That is change, right? A little off key, but I can still sing it. Amen? Those are, how about this? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. These are just simple songs. That one's a Sunday school song we sing in our Sunday school class. But it's a great song. And when we have good things, you should have songs that you can express yourself to the Lord. My Savior made people with the musical talent. Let me say this. If you saw a bird, and it was a bird that you know should be singing, and it wasn't singing, you'd think there was something wrong with that bird. Amen? You'd think, that bird's broke. That bird should be tweeting or twittering or whatever they do, right? But God made people to sing. God wants us to praise Him in song. And it doesn't, you know, that's, again, I encourage you, when we have our service, our song service. Now tonight, I shortened it a little bit, but when we have our song service, we should sing with all our heart to the Lord. Let me give you the next one. So call upon His name, proclaim His goodness, sing your thanks in song, rehearse His wonderful works. I love this. I love this right here. As we saw here, sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works. You know, it should be telling everybody about all the good things He's done, not just today, but all those good things in the past too. Just going down memory lane. You parents should be telling your kids the stories of how God got you out of your pickle. Amen? Yeah. You know, your financial problem, and then at that last moment, He answered prayer. I'm so blessed as a pastor because many times I'll use personal illustrations and things to articulate something and bring it to a little bit more of a thought. But my kids get to hear those messages. But folks, you need to tell your kids all about what God's doing and has done in your life. Rehearse it to them. Tell them the wondrous thing. Tell them about that check in the mail a few years back and how it met the need just at the right time. And give Him the praise. Rehearse His wonderful works. Number next, keep your praise on Him. The Bible goes on to say, glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. We should be praising God. We should be lifting up His name. We should be shouting how good He is to Him, to others. And by the way, even if He doesn't give us something, we should be praising Him anyway. See, Pastor, I didn't get a check in the mail. What do I have to praise God about? Did you just breathe in? There's a praise. Amen. Did you just walk in this building? That's a praise. You didn't come in a wheelchair, did you? You didn't come in a walker, did you? And if you did, praise God for the walker. Amen. Praise God for the wheelchair. You know, there's always something to praise God for. The fact is, keep your praise on Him. Number five and final. Seek His further blessings in your life. When we look at this passage, it goes on to say, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. You know, when I have God answer my prayers, like He did last Sunday, when my God answers my prayers like He does on a daily basis, sometimes I probably miss it, but I try not to. It should bolster us to look forward to those future answered prayers. The fact that He answered our prayer last Sunday lets me know that there's other prayers coming that He's going to answer as well. Amen? That's going to help you when you're having a bad day. When you're having a bad day, go back and say, you know what, I know it's bad today, but I've got an answered prayer coming. I got something down the road that He's going to do for me. And I'm going to seek the Lord in His strength and seek His face forevermore. Not just for today, but all the way down the road. You see, that's the way we as Christians, as believers in God, should seek the Lord and give praise to God. So let me say this more evening. When we have this opportunity to give thanks, yes, we should say it in our heart, thank you, Lord. But there's so much more. I hope maybe this Thursday you could incorporate some songs in your thankfulness. Maybe at the dinner table you can share a few stories about maybe what He's done today for you and tell everyone about it. Or maybe go back and tell them of all the good things He's done in the past. You know, I remember a couple of Thanksgivings back and we didn't have all this food and somebody brought food in and knocked on the door and brought all this food into the house. I remember a Christmas a few years back where we had no presents under the tree and someone knocked on the door and ran away and left a pile of presents on my door. We could rehearse those at our Thanksgiving dinner. And wouldn't that be just wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we talked in our family gathering about what God's going to do in the future in our lives? Well, Pastor, don't you know there's COVID and the government doesn't look good? It never has. Not with Republicans, not with Democrats. It's always a little bit bad, right? God's our hope, not the Dems, not the Republicans, not anybody else. Let's keep our focus on God and let the people know who's the real winner in our world is. And maybe this Thanksgiving we can have just a little bit more of God in our table and a little less more of the bickering and the arguing and fussing or whatever it may be. I'm looking forward to Thursday. I've prepped my heart for the last 4 weeks on thankfulness. And this Thursday, I'm going to be thankful for everything and I'm going to give Him the praise for it. Amen. Let's go to Lord in prayer. And then Sean, if you do me a favor, would you go ask the teens and the small kids to wrap up and come in here within the next 4 minutes or so. And I'll close with a prayer. Go ahead, Sean. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. And as we look at our Thanksgiving, it's an opportunity for us to as Christians, to really separate our life from the worldly problems and really focus in on the goodness of God. And it's easy to be caught up in the world's drama, but Lord, you haven't lost control. You're fully capable, you're fully able, and you are actively working in our lives. Lord, please bless us. Help us now in this time to just give you the thanks for everything, and it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.